The College of St. Joseph in Rutland is no longer offering academic degrees, so many assume that means the campus would be shutting down. But college president Jennifer Scott says they're working to chart a new course, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Jennifer Scott's office is in St. Joseph Hall, an imposing white-columned building that anchors CSJ's small campus. When she became president last June, Scott oversaw nearly 100 employees. Now there are 4. CSJ, like many small colleges, struggled with declining enrollment and unsustainable finances. And like Green Mountain College and Southern Vermont College, CSJ awarded its last undergraduate degrees last month. But since March, Scott says CSJ has been working to redefine how it moves forward.
I think that that's a natural assumption. If you're not offering degree programs anymore, then what is there left?
Scott believes CSJ can harness its 117-acre campus and infrastructure for higher-level professional training and business development, which she says would fulfill CSJ's educational mission and help the local economy.
What I see it looking like is that it's a hub for education and economic development for a 21st century Vermont economy here. So there's education, there's training, there's professional advancement, there are resources, there's networking, there's connections.
All in Rutland, a federally designated opportunity zone. That's a recent tax code change that provides additional incentives for developers in economically hard-hit areas like Rutland. Scott says the designation is a big plus, both for Rutland entrepreneurs and for investors interested in funding CSJ's new mission. To help facilitate the college's makeover, CSJ has been working with Vermont Works Management, a private investment firm. Bob Zilkowski, the firm's chairman, says one of the goals is to create a full-service business incubator and accelerator that would offer support services, networking, and funding opportunities for startups.
If you think of an accelerator as a 3-month MBA boot camp, for those 3 months, the participants in that accelerator will actually be living on campus.
And that's important, he says, because networking and the collision of ideas often happens after hours when people are socializing. CSJ's plan is still far from a reality, and no one knows how it would be paid for. Vermont Works has contributed staff and half the $300,000 needed for a feasibility study. Zilkowski's firm has worked on a similar project in Burlington, and he estimates the CSJ project would likely cost several million dollars. Local business leaders like Tyler Richardson, director of the Rutland Economic Development Corporation, are crossing their fingers.
These types of spaces, giving entrepreneurs the resources that they need to be successful, that's going to be sort of what we're going to need to do to grow our economy going forward, growing our own and building our own businesses.
But Richardson admits funding and sustainability remain big questions. The college's attempt to start a physician assistant program 5 years ago fell flat, and some employees and local vendors say the college still owes them money. Jim Eckhart, president of Sensor Security in Rutland, says the college owes him $20,000 for campus policing he provided this past year.
You call down there, they won't even answer you. So I drove down there and visited with them, and they turned me over to some Dorset Solutions Group, which is a bankruptcy group or something like that. And they basically said, you know, the property's for sale. When it sells, you may get paid. But there's a long list of vendors.
Jennifer Scott admits it's been a difficult year financially.
We could just close the doors and liquidate assets and file bankruptcy and just say, okay, it's going to be somebody else's job to take care of all of this. But that's not what we want to do. We first and foremost believe in a vision for CSJ and a path forward for CSJ. And should that be successful, it is also our way of satisfying our financial obligations, which matters a great deal to us.
Scott says they plan to hold a public meeting to gather local input on their plans soon. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.